Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It is the breakfast huddle. Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Huang with you, together with our guest host, Nicholas Fang, Director for Security and Global Affairs, Singapore Institute of International Affairs. He's also a former nominated Member of Parliament. We are tracking the US presidential elections 2020 with a view on how that affects us over here in ASEAN and, you know, the bigger part of Asia.
Yeah, that's right. So when we say that, we're thinking of China in particular, which is watching this US election rather closely. We know that the United States and China has had this roller coaster relationship since current U.S. President Donald Trump took over at the White House.
Yeah, but will a win from Democratic candidate Joe Biden somehow repair that relationship between these two superpowers? Or if Trump gets another term, what does China expect from him?
Yeah, the big question, who is China maybe secretly rooting for?
Let's find out more. On the line with us this morning is Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for taking the time. Let's talk about how it's like on the ground for China. Results are being tabulated. We're expecting it to take some time or some days. I mean, there's no poll on how many Chinese care about the U.S. presidential election, but based on your observations, what's your take on it?
Well, certainly if you look at China's state media or even social media, there hasn't been too much discussion on this. The state media have apparently been given a directive not to put out commentaries or op-eds, especially if it hints at who China prefers. So they have been pretty restrained when it comes to covering the U.S. election, although they would and have seized opportunities to report on the possibility of a constitutional crisis or riots that might arise from the election results just to make the U.S. look bad. The Chinese people, I think, are mostly curious, and they would be watching to see who wins the election. My IE, or cleaning lady, who is 60 years old, and she comes from a village in Anhui province, she told me the other day that she was waiting for election day with some anticipation because she doesn't want Donald Trump to win because she says he's been bullying China. So the very broad, very general sense is that Trump has become quite unpopular in China because of all the provocative actions that he has taken against China. But he has also earned himself this nickname, Chuan Jianguo, or nation-building Trump, because the Chinese see his leadership as hurting his own country's interest and thereby benefiting China. But it also doesn't necessarily mean that the Chinese prefer Joe Biden either, because most Chinese actually don't seem to hold any particularly strong views about him.
Yeah, interesting. There seems to be this same narrative amongst many a political commentator over here in Asia about this nation builder idea. You can completely see where that's coming from. So we all know how China's relationship, Dawn, is with the United States at the moment. Over the last 3.5 years, it has, you could say, soured and gone downhill, not to mention, of course, the reaction to the coronavirus. So the big question, if China can vote, who would they vote for? I mean, you've already indicated that, you know, no one would really say. But is it going to be a lose-lose situation for China either way? Or, you know, is China intent on winning no matter what?
I'm assuming that you're talking about Chinese leadership.
Well, yes.
This question of, you know, who the Chinese leaders prefer, this keeps getting asked. And quite frankly, the answer is, unless you are Xi Jinping, nobody knows. We are dealing with one of the most opaque bureaucracies in the world. And not only has the state media been ordered to refrain from discussing the candidates, Chinese officials have also been told not to talk about this. But from our private conversations with people within the party, this question is irrelevant, because whoever wins will continue with a tough China policy and treat China as a strategic competitor and adversary who has to be contained. The bilateral relationship has changed in fundamental ways, and the Chinese government is under no illusion that it will have an easier time from a Democrat in the White House, because it knows very well that there is bipartisan consensus in Washington to challenge China. And U.S. politicians are also under pressure from their own constituents to be tough on China, because public opinion in the U.S. is so sour now towards China. You've seen the latest Pew Research survey that showed that 73% of Americans held unfavorable views about China. So these are the stark realities confronting the Chinese leadership, which is bracing itself.
We're on a line with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Nonwei, helping us give a bit of a perspective, China perspective, on how they're viewing the U.S. presidential election. It's going to bring our guest host, Nicholas Fung, into this conversation.
Hi, Don. Long time no see. Just wanted to actually raise an interesting point that I saw in the New York Times about a week ago. In Yiwu, in China, there is a huge factory outlet mall, right, that makes sorts of collaterals, materials and stuff like that, especially caps and hats and clothes, banners, mugs, and including for the presidential campaigns, respective campaigns in the US. And the article said, forget exit polls and forget polls and stuff like that. You should look at this. And apparently President Trump's paraphernalia has been selling out Joe Biden's by quite a large factor. So, you know, if we took that as an indication, then it's not looking too good for the Democratic candidate as well. But Don, I wanted to just ask a quick question in terms of China's view on what would be better for the country in terms of whether a Biden presidency or a Trump presidency is what we see. You know, does China look at sort of the regional geopolitics? We were talking earlier here, you know, the region and ostensibly the world would prefer a bit more predictability, a bit more stability in terms of the leadership, which we would expect Biden presidency to bring in contrast to Trump. Would China appreciate something like that? Or as you say, you know, does that sort of chaotic style within the U.S. actually help China?
Well, I think, you know, they see this as a pros and cons, right? You know, the pros and cons to having another Trump presidency, and then obviously the same thing with a Biden presidency. I mean, the past 2 years have been very, very turbulent for China because, as you said, you know, Trump's unpredictability and all his anti-China attacks. But the propaganda machine has, you know, also turned that to its advantage by fanning the flames of nationalism here. And this intense rivalry and Trump's poor handling of the COVID crisis have actually helped elevate Xi Jinping's public image and even consolidated his power, because if this great power competition is to continue, you need a strong man leader to take charge. And I think China fully expects Trump, if he is reelected, to continue his hawkish policy. And so there's been this big push by Xi Jinping for China to develop technological self-reliance and its domestic market rather than to rely on the international markets or foreign technology. So China will feel the pain of a continued trade and tech war for sure in the short run. But these might also have the effect of spurring it to accelerate its own innovation or economic reforms. And a popular sentiment here is that Trump will continue to weaken the U.S. And if he undermines his country's interests, then that can only be good for China. And for Biden, I think Beijing understands that Trump, you know, has already scorched the earth when it comes to China. And there's no way that a Biden administration can unravel that. And if you look at Biden's posture during his election campaign, you know, he called Xi Jinping a thug and he promised to make China play by the international rules. So the hope is that with a Biden administration, at least China would be dealing with someone who offers more rationality and less volatility, and who will at least bring the U.S. back to the table for talks, because the Trump administration has, especially in the past few months, essentially shut the door on dialogue. So there is also hope that Biden will at least bring the temperature down a little bit and just be more reasonable in his dealings with China. But, you know, from a strategic perspective, there are also expectations that a Democratic U.S. president will give China a hard time over human rights issues, and that while Trump alienated his allies, Biden will likely mend those ties and plug the U.S. back into multilateral organizations where it will play a leadership role and also forge coalitions, possibly anti-China alliances. And he might also bring the U.S. back to the Transatlantic Pacific Partnership, or TPP, which was seen as a counterbalance to China's power. So a Biden presidency may not actually bode
Yeah, there has been the sense, hasn't there, Dawn? And I think you've been alluding to this all the way through, and it gets back to this nation-building point, that to some extent, the erratic nature of leadership that we've seen in the last 4 years in the United States has led to a sort of void of leadership in other parts of the world. And that's the breach that China can step into and come out more positively. Would you agree?
Yes, I would say so. Yes.
All right, Dawn, very quickly, should we be reading anything with regards to history, how markets have been for China when the U.S. was under a Democratic president versus a Republican one? I mean, is this something worth looking at all?
Well, I'm not an expert on stock markets, but I think markets have generally done better under a Democrat president, especially during Bill Clinton and Barack Obama's terms.
Sure.
And we've seen how volatile Trump made the markets in his 4 years as president because of his unpredictability and also his habit of tweeting policy announcements. So a Biden presidency will at least bring some normalcy and stability back, and that would be, I'm sure, very welcomed and relished.
From a technical standpoint. But, you know, in a sense, the plenum, you know, coming up with a 5-year and a 15-year plan, that is kind of the answer to the volatility that we've seen over the past 4 years in that sense.
It is indeed, yes. I mean, this plan to, you know, sort of turn the attention inwards to develop self-reliance, this is not new. This has been in the making for years now. But I think, you know, with what's been happening with the U.S., you know, with the decoupling and also other countries sort of, you know, relooking at their own supply chains, that has given some speed to this so and some urgency. So China is pushing this ahead quicker than they would have liked.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time for us this morning. Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Dawn Wei. Dawn, as always, thank you. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.